Good day, my good black family. Welcome to my podcast. It is I and I, your host, Tumbisho, aka Soweto, and I'm broadcasting live from South Africa. Today, I'd like to wish everybody a very, very prosperous 2024, and I hope this year everyone will have a very positive mind, positive energy, and a positive attitude towards one another. Today, we are speaking about the quotes of the greatest teacher, Confucius. But first, let's find out who was Confucius. Confucius was an influential Chinese philosopher, teacher, and a political figure known for his popular aphorisms and for his models of social interaction. Confucius was also known as Kongzhu and Kungfutsu. He was a Chinese philosopher, teacher, and a political figure. His teachings, preserved in the Analects, focused on creating ethical models of family and public interaction and setting educational standards. But after his death, Confucius became the official imperial philosophy of China, which was extremely influential during the Han, Tang, and the Song dynasties. Confucius' beliefs, philosophy, and teachings during the 6th century before colonization competing Chinese states undermined the authority of the Zhou Empire, which had held a supreme rule for over 500 years. Traditional Chinese principles began to deteriorate, resulting in a period of moral decline. Confucius recognized an opportunity and an obligation to reinforce the societal values of compassion and tradition. Without wasting any time, let's get on our topic, the quotes of the greatest teacher, Confucius. Now, here we go. The first one says, "It does not matter how slow you go, as long as you do not stop." Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand. Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Everything has a beauty, but not everyone sees it. Real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. By three methods, we may learn wisdom. First, by reflecting, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And the third, by experience, which is the bitterest. Wherever you go, go with all your heart. To know what you know and what you do not know, that is true knowledge. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential, these are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. Success depends upon previous preparation, and without such preparation, there is a sure to be failure. When anger rises, think of the consequences. Silence is a true friend who never betrays. Never give a sword to a man who can't dance. It is easy to hate and it is difficult to love. This is how the whole scheme of things works. All good things are difficult to achieve and bad things are easy to get. When it is obvious that the goals cannot be reached, do not adjust the goals, adjust the action steps. If I am walking with two other men, each of them will serve as my teacher. I will pick out the good points of the one and imitate them, and the bad points of the other and correct them in myself. Better is a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without. He who learns but does not think is lost. He who thinks but does not learn is in great danger. Humility is in the solid foundation of all virtues. Heaven means to be one with God. The strength of a nation derives from the integrity of the whole. Only the wisest and the stupidest of men never change. We should feel sorrow, but not sink under its oppression. Old age, believe me, is a good and pleasant thing. It is true you are gently shouldered off the stage, but then you are given such a comfortable front stall as a spectator. An oppressive government is more to be feared than a tiger. You cannot open a book without learning something. Without feelings of respect, what is there to distinguish men from beasts? A gentleman would be ashamed should his deeds not match his words. If we do not know life, how can we know death? Never contract friendship with a man that is not better than thyself. To see what is right and not to do it is want of courage or of principle. The object of the superior man is truth. Learning without thought is labor lost. Thought without learning is perilous. To see the right and not to do it is a cowardice. To go beyond is as wrong as to fall short. When you know a thing, to hold that you know it, and when you do not know a thing, to allow that you do not know it, this is knowledge. Faced with what is right, to leave it undone shows a lack of courage. In a country well governed, poverty is something to be ashamed of. In a country badly governed, wealth is something to be ashamed of. the expectation of life depend upon diligence. The mechanic that would perfect his work must first sharpen his tools. A youth, when at home, should be filial and abroad. Respect to his elders, he should be earnest and truthful. He should overflow in love to all and cultivate the friendship of the good. When he has time and opportunity, after their performance of these things, he should employ them in the polite studies. To see and to listen to the wicked is already the beginning of wickedness. They must often change who would be constant in happiness or wisdom. Death and life have their determined appointments, and riches and honors depend on heaven. If we do not know life, how can we know death? This is my favorite quote of Confucius. But let this not be the last of my episode. Please, can you please share and rate my podcast? No, it's 1 to 5 stars, you know. According to your knowledge, you can rate. Please, can you rate my podcast? And I told you before, my podcast may not be perfect as it is, but I'm trying all my best to share the knowledge to the people. So I love you all, and a happy new year to everyone, and please have a prosperous 2024. Respect your elders and be careful wherever you are. So this is it from me to Mishu, aka Suwetu. To you, we'll speak next time. Peace out.